Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And Monday through Thursdays, we talk apologetics and theology, how to explain and defend the Catholic faith. But on Fridays, it's Free for All Friday. We talk about whatever I want to talk about. Since we're in Advent, since Christmas is just right around the corner, I thought it'd be fun to talk about holidays. In particular, my least favorite holidays, my most favorite holidays, and a few that are honorable mentions in either category that are kind of stuck in limbo, so to speak. So the thing with holidays is we often don't think about them until they kind of sneak up on us, right? You're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, it's Christmas. I can't believe that the year is over. As you get older, it feels like that time pushes the accelerator, pushes the pedal to the metal, and time is just flying by you. I mean, I miss when I was 7 years old and summer vacation felt like it lasted 5 years, right? It felt like we would never get to Christmas. Then I blink and suddenly it was once Martin Luther King Day and now it's Christmas. And I'm like, what happened to the year? And I remembered actually when we moved into our house, I put all the Christmas decorations up in the attic because we moved in a few weeks kind of before Christmas, but we were just trying to get everything put away and we didn't have time to really decorate. So I remember putting them up in the attic and you trudge them all up there and you think, and you probably have this experience too, right? When you take down Christmas decorations, you put them up in the attic because where do you put things that you only use once a year, right? The attic. That's what the attic is for. I hear it's also for insulation and ductwork. But I truly believe that the attic was invented to store the things that you only use once a year and you can't bear to go and rebuy them in the store. So I put all decorations up in the attic, close the lid and think, great, I'll never have to worry about these things again. And suddenly I'm here and I got to trudge them all down again. But it's a lot of fun. And today is going to be a lot of fun. So let's jump into my rankings. I'm not going to go through all of the holidays. I just want to talk about the ones that stick out in my mind. So I'm going to start with the least favorite. What is my least favorite holiday? That's going to be New Year's. Now, here's the thing. This was a holiday I actually enjoyed when I was younger, when I was near the end of high school and in college, when I didn't have little kids that would wake me up early in the morning and I was a total night owl. I loved staying up late. I'm still a night owl. I have that disposition to be up at night. Sometimes I get a flash of inspiration for a book, and I'll sit down, get my laptop going, I'll start writing. All of a sudden, it's midnight, and I made a lot of progress writing, but I realize that I'm going to pay for it tomorrow morning when the kids get up. Though my wife is a saint. She's the morning person in the family, so she's up before I am, and she tends to the kids while I get a little bit more of my beauty sleep. And for that, she is a saint and will go straight to heaven while I languish in purgatory. And purgatory will just be what will feel like an endless series of getting up at 6 a.m. to start the day to take care of things. So I used to be a night owl, though. When I was younger, I remember when New Year's came around, I would get together with friends, we'd have a New Year's party, and it was just a blast. I remember one year I was working at Harkins Movie Theaters, and I was working on New Year's Eve, December 31st. And there were people who came to watch movies. They would come at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night to watch a movie and just ring in the new year sitting in our auditorium. And I thought, all right, whatever floats your boat. And our manager was a really nice guy. And he only had a few people scheduled to stay until 1 or 2 a.m. A lot of us, he let us get off at around 11 p.m. or 11:15 to go try to make a New Year's party. So I got off and I hopped on my bicycle because I didn't have a car yet. And I rode a few miles to a house where all my friends were gathering for a New Year's party. I got there at about 11:45 p.m., rung in the New Year with them, and we spent all night afterwards watching kung fu movies and old classic movies. So that used to be one of my favorites. Now, fast forward, though, when it comes to New Year's, I don't feel like staying up. There are no New Year's parties I go to because all of our friends have small children. And we don't want to be up super late because our kids don't understand and they're up the next day. So it was just a different time in life. So you know what? Maybe New Year's is one of my least favorite holidays now because I don't particularly dislike it now, but it's had a stunning fall from grace in my life. It was something that I really enjoyed when I was younger. And now I don't particularly enjoy it anymore. And so it's a little sad to see something that I liked a lot when I was in my younger days decline, which is fine, though, because it's fun to, you know, be at home with my family, to ring in the new year, to go to Mass January 1st, celebrate Mary, the Mother of God. So it has its place. So that is my least favorite, though. New Year's, I just sit around. Oh, wow, it's midnight. We heard the darn fireworks woke the baby up. All right, here's the next one. Here's number two. This might be a little controversial to people. And this is actually what inspired me to do the holiday episode. And that is Thanksgiving. I thought about this when my family and I, when we had Thanksgiving. And I said to my wife, I don't really like Thanksgiving. She said, why don't you like Thanksgiving? I said, well, first, the day is just focused around eating. My wife said, in America, every day is Thanksgiving, right? We always have our pick of whatever food we want. We can have gourmet meals whenever we please. We want to go out to eat. So it's just focused around eating. And there's a lot of expectations. There's family drama. And I feel like it depletes you. Like if you want to travel for Thanksgiving to see people, then it's a lot of strain. You know, do you want to travel on Christmas? Like you have to make that choice. Do we travel on Thanksgiving? Do we travel on Christmas? Because it was just a month ago that we went to go and see so-and-so's family. I think Thanksgiving food is not good. It is not good. Turkey is dry. Stuffing is weird. Cranberries. When have you craved a cranberry any other time of the year? You haven't. Pumpkin pie is really only good when it's covered with a bunch of whipped cream. I've had Costco pumpkin cheesecake, and that is delightful. That is what a pumpkin pie ought to be. But otherwise, like the Thanksgiving food, we will just make a nice meal of what we like, and we'll have whatever we like. And since it departs, what we like departs so much from the Thanksgiving meal, and we didn't travel this year for Thanksgiving. We probably won't travel in the future. We save that for Christmas. There's nothing left. So what I told my wife was, you know what? No, I don't like Thanksgiving because honestly, as Catholics, we have a Thanksgiving that is a million times better than Thanksgiving, and that is Easter, right? Think about, what do you do on Easter? You go to church, and we went to church on Thanksgiving, and that was really nice to go to Mass on Thanksgiving. But what do you do on Easter? You go to Mass, it's a beautiful service, and then you get together with people, and you have a sumptuous meal, and you don't have to have turkey. You can have delicious golden honey-baked ham, maybe there's a potluck and all different kinds of sides, and the sky's the limit, because on Easter, you can go to Mass, you can be thankful for the gift of salvation, the gift of the church, and then you can have a gorgeous meal, and the meal at Easter is more earned because you've been fasting through Lent, or the Great Fast, as they would say in the East. It's an earned celebration. Like, you spent all of Lent or Great Fast fasting away, and then when you feast on Sunday, on Easter, wow. I mean, it's just so much more joyous. So compared to Thanksgiving, it's like, oh, it's a Thursday and we're not going to work, so we might as well eat. So that's why Easter, it's not one of my top favorites, but it is a favorite holiday. It probably would have made fourth or fifth place here on the list. But to me, Easter is the Catholic Thanksgiving, and it's far superior to Thanksgiving itself. And you also get extra days off, too. And even a lot of secular, you know, schools and businesses will recognize Good Friday, Easter Monday. Because the other thing we like about Thanksgiving, right, we're happy to get Thursday and Friday off. Honestly, they should just give us the whole week, right? Like, if you have Thursday and Friday off, can you really concentrate Monday through Wednesday? Not really. Just let us have the week off. Let's just do that. So New Year's is my least favorite, followed by Thanksgiving. I would prefer Easter to Thanksgiving any day of the week. Number three is on my least favorites. Here's my three least favorite. Number three is Father's Day. I don't have anything particularly against Father's Day. I just always feel weird on Father's Day. I feel like it's a Me Too holiday that I didn't ask for. You know, it's like Mother's Day is a big deal and mothers do a lot of work and they're not sufficiently thanked for it. And I think that we should do that. For fathers, though, I feel like it's like, I want a holiday, too. And I don't feel that way. I don't care. And frankly, most other people don't care either, right? I mean, think about Mother's Day. There's this pressure, like brunch and all of these things to make moms feel special. What do dads get on Father's Day? Oh, I better call my dad. Here's a tie. Here's a pocket knife. There you go. And enjoy your day. And then that's it. So I always feel awkward. I'm like, don't do anything. Laura be like, you know, what do you want us to do for Father's Day? Nothing. Let's just have a nice Sunday. That's enough of a present for me. So Father's Day is fine, but I do feel like it's asking for a lot that I didn't really ask for. It feels awkward. Like it's like seeking attention and I don't want it. Like just a thanks. That's great. Let's just have a nice Sunday. That's all I ask for. All right, let's talk about some honorable mentions that are stuck in limbo here. Appropriate enough for Father's Day would be Mother's Day. I don't have anything against Mother's Day per se. It's not one of my least favorites, but I do feel like there's a lot of expectations. It gets really stressful. Then there's always those people. It's like, what are you doing for Mother's Day? Every day in our house is Mother's Day. Oh, give me a break. No, it's not. You know, it just becomes a bit much. And the woman who came up at Mother's Day, she said she didn't want people to get their moms a bunch of gifts and do a bunch of stuff, but to do something just nice and simple to thank your mother. So it's I recognize the need and its importance, but it's still in an honorable mention category for me in this limbo. Number two is Memorial Day and Labor Day. Like, I don't really do very much. Maybe a barbecue, but I always feel like I don't really want to do anything. Things are crowded or expensive. You can't go anywhere because all the hotel costs are inflated because everyone's traveling. To me, it's like, can't we just say we wanted a three-day weekend? Like, you know, it's been 3 months. We could use another three-day weekend now. Let's get a holiday out there. So I'm not denigrating veterans or what we celebrate on Labor Day. You know, I'm not denigrating that, obviously. But at the same time, it's not my favorite. And there is a favorite related to veterans, actually, which we'll get to here shortly. Finally, in the honorable mentions category is April Fool's. I mean, is April Fool's really a holiday? Not really. You don't get the day off. If you do, it's like, you get the day off today. April Fool's. I'm like, oh, geez, more April. April Fool's is an unofficial holiday, like Secretary Day. No, you don't get the day off. People try to do April Fool's jokes. They're usually awkward or go terribly wrong. So it's more like, I don't want to put up with this today. So that would be in my honorable mentions category. All right. Let's talk about the most favorite. What are my most favorite holidays? Start at number three, move up to number one. Number three is Halloween, actually. Halloween is my number three most favorite holiday. Now, I don't believe in the demonic or the occult, those kind of aspects of Halloween I am not in favor of. I am in favor of restoring the original sense of Halloween, which is All Hallows Eve, which we celebrate before All Hallows Day or All Saints Day. So November 1st, All Saints Day. We celebrate all the saints in heaven. November 2nd, All Souls Day. You know, we're celebrating and remembering the church that is in heaven, church triumphant in heaven, the church suffering in purgatory. So we're commemorating the dead. So it's quite appropriate to think about death and some things that might be a bit macabre. So I don't mind, like, I enjoy the writings of the Catholic author Flannery O'Connor, for example. And she writes on some very dark and sometimes depressing themes, but with a religious perspective. And I think that that's helpful, that we can't really appreciate the light, the beauty of our faith, unless we contrast it a bit with some things that are out there in the darkness. Like, our faith is about conquering death, right? Jesus conquered death. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, I once was dead and I am now alive. Behold, I hold the keys to death. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says that, oh, death, where is thy victory? You know, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? So I think thinking about death and some of those darker elements of the world, ghouls and monsters, things that are dark, it's useful then to contrast them with the things of the light that ultimately defeat them. So I kind of like that a little bit. Like I said, this is not an ad for the occult or the demonic. I don't like when things go too far on Halloween. But I do like some spooky things, spooky stuff, genuinely scary stories that are done well. I like that. Also, I like taking my kids trick-or-treating. It is almost Christmas, and we are still milking their Halloween candy. I say, you want a candy out of your Halloween pail? Go grab one. So trick-or-treating with little kids, it's so much fun. I remember it being a blast when I was a kid. It was like, you know, it was like the harvest. Like, I got to get out there. I got to make sure I get all my candy. And that's a fun thing I really enjoy doing with my kids now. So that's why Halloween gets to be number three. Number two, most favorite holiday, 4th of July. I like 4th of July. And we had a really great time at 4th of July last year. We went to a large festival that had music. It had fireworks. It had food trucks. A bunch of other members of our community were there, and we got to sit together with them. And it's a lot of fun. If it's done right, I mean, 4th of July can be a little awkward, but I mean, if you do it right and you have a nice little barbecue and you have the flags and you can celebrate patriotism and what makes America great. In fact, one of my relatives suggested that we read a presidential speech. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll look one up here now. This is my favorite presidential speech. This is from President Thomas Whitmore. And I start saying, good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in this history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. And he said, stop. You're doing this speech from Independence Day. And I said, I will not stop. We'll be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. And then everybody cheers, and the one guy salutes Whitmore, and it's just great. That is a speech you should recite on Independence Day. So, along with Washington and Lincoln, they're great too. But it's fun, and it's a time where it's just pushing the boundary of staying up late with kids till like 9 or 10 p.m., to see the fireworks, you know, depending on what part of the country you live in when the sun sets. So I like that a lot. It's wholesome. It's something I can do with all the kids. You've got good food, fireworks, patriotism. It's now my number two. But my number one favorite holiday, most appropriate for today's episode, given the timing, is Christmas. I love Christmas. Especially Christmas became... I loved it as a kid. I remember getting my Super Nintendo as a kid, my favorite Christmas memory as a kid. But I remember when I first converted, when I was received into the Catholic Church, the Christmas after, and I went to Christmas Eve Mass in the evening and sang Merry Christmas to people. And just that, the warmth, even when it's cold on Christmas, there is this palpable warmth, the red, the green. My wife and I actually, we ordered a Christmas tree and it came. And I was really disappointed. I said, send it back. She said, I didn't order my wife send it back. I said, I'm going to send this back. I don't want this tree. And she said, why? I said, the multicolor lights are wrong. I said, the multicolor lights are wrong. They're half white, half multicolor. They look terrible. You can't make out the reds or the blues. I don't want it. And we got a new tree. I bought one on Black Friday. And it had the multicolor. Warm white, I appreciate that. It's beautiful. It's very classy. It reminds me of the McAllisters in Home Alone. Very classy. But I love things that are a bit cheesy. And I love the big, bulbous, multicolor lights. I just love sitting in our living room, and it's all dark in the house, and everyone's asleep. And I'm bathed in the glow of the multicolor tree. And listening to Christmas music. I mean, Christmas music is nice, but especially Christmas hymns. O Come, Emmanuel, We Three Kings. Come, let us adore. Come, all ye faithful. I sit in front of the tree. I guess now I'm sharing with you. What is it? You know, I feel like you're not my therapist, but just like my pals. Like, what do I do at Christmas? You can just imagine I'm by myself late at night. The warm, multicolored glow of the Christmas tree is the only thing illuminating downstairs while everyone's asleep. And I'm sitting, drinking a little cocoa or wassail, which is Christmas in a cup, and just listening to Christmas guitar, light instrumental Christmas guitar. Playing hymns, and that is just supremely delightful for me, just to have. And then, of course, sharing generosity, sharing little Christmas gifts with my children, buying gifts for those who are less fortunate. We did, I think it was cross-country Catholic outreach, can't remember the name, but we got a bunch of boxes and stuffed them with gifts for children who are disadvantaged. Everything comes together. It's just magical. And guess what? We don't need Santa to make it magical. I don't want to start a fight. I want to start a fight. If you do Santa, hey, you do you. It's your family. I'm just letting you know we don't do that here, but, you know, that's a subject for another time. I didn't mean to start a fight. I know Santa can get controversial for people. But to me, there is just this magical warmth and glow radiating from the Christ child in Christmas. And that makes my favorite holiday. It's why I wanted, you know, Thanksgiving was the least favorite that motivated the episode. Christmas is the most favorite that ties it all together. So it is a treat. And it was a treat to share that all with you today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed weekend and a blessed holiday season.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.